Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, the continuation of our LISC series. LISC, if you're just joining us, stands for Long Island Serial Killer. And we are examining the facts and some thoughts and some theories around the unsolved mystery of the 10 to 16 people that lost their lives to a killer or several killers, a couple of killers, but they were found roughly in the area of Oak Beach and Gilgo, those communities. And let me just ask everyone to forgive me for repeating myself on different occasions, because I'm going to do it again. I want everyone to kind of understand what's going on and to start asking questions and to start keeping a dialogue going, continue to keep a dialogue going. We've stopped. I mean, the earliest remains, I think, was December of 2010. They were found there, and then more were found in 2011. But ultimately, we have 10 to 16 people who lost their lives tragically, brutally, to a murderer. So it's complicated. Not that a serial killing is ever not complicated, but it's complicated because we are not experts. We, meaning most of you that I'm talking to, and me for sure, we're not experts. There were originally experts on this case, and they were investigating, along with our fine police officers, and I mean that sincerely, in Suffolk County. The FBI were in here, and they were investigating this massive mess left behind by a very sick individual or a couple or a few sick individuals. So the investigation went on for about a year, and who knows how far we got, because in the year of 2011, Steve Ballone, at the time, was the town supervisor of Babylon, and he ran for office with a lot of money, well-organized campaign, and he got about 57% of the vote, if I remember correctly. And he won handily to become the county executive of Suffolk County. And for those listening outside of our area, I'm going to repeat again that the county executive in our county is like the governor of a county. We have 1.3 million people in, or around 1.3 million people in Suffolk County. So Steve Ballone gets elected. Big smile, good-looking guy, basically scandal-free. Well, I mean, trust me, there's scandals, but we don't know anything about it. Nobody had any money to challenge him, and he got elected. And I, for reasons of full disclosure, I was with him. My party, I'm the chair of the Independence Party. We were wholeheartedly with Steve, even though we liked his opponent very much. But we knew he would win. We were always with him. We always had a good relationship with him, a friend, an ally. And you could hear many conversations we had on this very show, and Steve and I having a love fest, complimenting each other. That all ended, though, soon after I started asking questions to people he knows and I know about what's going on with LISC. So let's get to it. He wins, Steve Ballone wins his election for county executive in November 2011. Before he takes office, he meets with Jimmy Burke, allegedly, and I can tell you for a fact, right? Meets him in his kitchen, in his home, with another individual, and the three of them have a conversation. This other individual's, not an official. Well, actually, maybe he is a different level, and we'll get into him in the next couple of weeks. And they meet privately. Spoda doesn't know. The leader doesn't know. And he meets with Jimmy Burke, and they agree to make Jimmy Burke, the police chief of Suffolk County. They would have given him commissioner, but there's more benefits, like overtime or whatever. I don't even understand the process, but he could have taken commissioner. He could have taken police chief. His dear friend, Ballone, gave him carte blanche. And again, when you think of Jimmy Burke, who's also a friend, I never had cross words with Jimmy. I'm sure he's not crazy about me talking about Lisk and mentioning his name here with Lisk. And we know he's not going to answer questions. And we know Tom Spoda is not going to answer questions. We know Chris McPartland, Tom Spoda's former right hand, who've both been convicted. We know that they're not going to answer questions or talk about this. But and certainly Jimmy, I'm sure, is not going to talk about it. But Jimmy's name, Jimmy Burke's name, comes up all the time as a villain in this case. And from other people, everyone's, you know, they point to him, they point to him as a suspect, they point to him. Okay, well, that being said, there's also a conversation to be had that there were 2,000 pages worth of internal affair, worth of a internal affair report, or several internal affair reports on Jimmy about different things and about whatever. I don't know. And I don't have it in front of me. I will. And we will discuss that. But knowing that, Steve Ballone ignores it because Jimmy is his friend. And I believe he's got an agenda to stop investigating this a big, huge, monstrous, unbelievable agenda. Without question, Steve Ballone has an agenda to stop the investigation of a serial killing, an unsolved serial killing. Here's why. And again, if you've been listening all along, you've heard this before, but it's important to know. Richard Dormer was the commissioner, the outgoing commissioner at this point. And Dominic Verrone was the outgoing, the current at the time, 2011, chief of detectives. So these two men, and from Suffolk County Police, let's make that clear, these two men were working hand in hand with the FBI, cooperating with the FBI and taking lead from the FBI, contributing, working hand in hand with the FBI on a very complicated case. So they were told that they had to retire. They were told by Ballone's people that they had to retire, and they had to put in their retirement papers before, I believe it's January 1st. So, you know, December 31st, 2011, or they would be busted down to captain, which is a serious threat because it would affect their pension, seriously affect their pension, tens of thousands of dollars per year. So there's no problem. They're like, okay, no problem, we're done. We have our time in. And both men, you know, to their credit, I mean, they handled it with grace. They said, hey, listen, even now, I mean, Richard Dormer has passed away, but if you ask Dominic, he's very classy about it. He says, hey, you know, that happens. You know, the new guy comes in, Ballone comes in, and he wants his friend, he wants his ally, Jimmy Burke, to come in. So they bring him in. These two men get all prepared to be debriefed, to be asked every question under the sun about what happened. And according to Richard Dormer here, you know, on, you know, of course, while he was with us and healthy on this show and afterwards, not never off the record, and I'll just speak for Dormer because he was always on the record with me, he said he wasn't asked a single question when he got there. He was shocked. You know, they didn't ask him a single question. Can you imagine not asking the commissioner? Can you not ask the commissioner with a straight face and somehow think it's right? Can you imagine not asking the commissioner of Suffolk County Police Department anything about the investigation that's happening on an unsolved serial killing, the biggest in the country, maybe the biggest in the world, and they don't ask Dormer anything. They don't debrief him. And again, you know, I will let, you know, that stand, and Dominic Verrone, I believe, was treated the same way. And again, both of them were very classy about being asked to leave. You know, the next guy's coming in, Ballone's coming in, he's putting his own guy in, he's putting his friend in. And he wants his own guy, we get it. So they don't ask any questions. They get rid of the guys that were working on the investigation. The first thing they do, as Steve Ballone gets sworn in, is they plan on getting the FBI out of the investigation. Why, you ask? Good question. Why would you want the FBI out if you want to solve this investigation? So I asked the best friend of Steve Ballone, childhood friend of his, and I said, why did Steve and Jimmy kick the FBI out of the investigation? And he said, without blinking an eye, this was in person, he didn't say, well, they didn't do that, or Steve didn't do that, or Jimmy did that. He said, you know Jimmy, I'm John Wayne, I'm Jimmy Burke, I'm going to solve this by myself. And I pressed him a bit, and I said, yeah, but he didn't do anything. Steve didn't do anything. After a while, he just shrugged it off and says, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. It was a friendly breakfast we were having. And I didn't push him hard till a little later, and I'll tell you about that in future weeks. Bizarre, absolutely bizarre what happened. Unbelievable how it unfolded. Unbelievable. And you'll wonder why. You'll wonder why I'm so obsessed on getting answers to this. So Steve Ballone and Jimmy Burke got the FBI out of the investigation and proceeded to do nothing, nothing at all, to solve this heinous set of crimes. 10 to 16 people dead, their families mourning their loss, and Steve Ballone smiling all the way, ends the investigation. In essence, ends the investigation. Couple of folks from missing persons went around. They, you know, showed some pictures. Have you seen this person? Have you seen this person? The minimum that they have to do. The bare minimum that they had to do, let's face it. It's a serial killing, right? You're going to send missing persons out on a serial killing, right? And so anyway, which you do. I get it. So anyway, we're not experts. But we had experts. We had the greatest law enforcement agency in the world, the history of the world, the FBI, the United States FBI, here. All their infrared technology, their computer technology, DNA expertise, the manpower, the bodies that they have, the knowledge that they have on solving serial killing. How many years and how many serial killers have they found? Every documentary you see on a serial killer, the FBI helped find those people, convict those people. So we kicked the one set of people out, the one set of people who know anything about finding a serial killer, out of the investigation. Steve Ballone did. We didn't kick him out. Steve Ballone, county executive, Suffolk County, kicked the FBI out with Jimmy Burke, his police chief. And in spite of what Steve and his friends say, you know, John Wayne, Jimmy Burke, you know, no, they didn't do anything. They certainly proved it. And the proof of that, and we spoke about this in the past, was relatively recently. John Ray, who is the attorney for the Gilbert family, Shannon Gilbert, who perished one night, which led her death, led to us finding all of these horrid remains. He wanted the 911 tape released, and it looked, and we're going to go into that with John at another time, and we'll let him talk about it, so I'll be careful not to step on anything that he might say. We'll let him speak. But it looked obvious that the appellate division was going to release the 911 tape. So Ballone here and whoever said, well, what are we going to do? This is going to be humiliating. This is going to be terrible. This is going to be whatever. We didn't want to release this thing. What do we do? Somebody says, well, find something to give the public, to keep them busy, to distract them. And they looked around, and I'm speculating here because nobody knows what happened behind. And I say, can you imagine that scene, you know? Just, people searching around, thinking of what to throw the public to keep us, me included, the dopes out there that are watching this cover-up, potential, alleged cover-up happen, and nothing become. And you know what we got? We got a belt. We got a belt. A belt. After a decade, after Steve Ballone and Jimmy Burke kicked out, we got a belt. I was talking to a friend, and I said, can you imagine walking in to Ballone's office and saying, hey, boss, we got a big break in the case. Oh, no. Oh, you do? Oh, my God. And of course, he doesn't want a break in the case. What do you got? Don't tell me one of my low-life friends gave a confession and said they killed somebody. No, it's nothing like that. Don't worry, Mr. Ballone. It's nothing like that at all. Okay. Whew. All right, well, what else? You don't have DNA from one of my friends. No. Forget it. No DNA. Don't worry about it. But we got something big. He said, well, what do you got? You got a videotape of somebody getting killed? No. We got, well, sit down. It's big. What we've got is huge. We've got a belt. After almost a decade, more than a decade, Mr. Ballone, we have a belt. We have a belt. And guess what? The belt has initials on it. And Ballone's probably like, oh, my God, no. Wait, what are the initials? Wait, don't put anything out. What are these initials? No, don't worry. We checked it. And they don't match up with any of your so-called friends. These people that yes you to death, that doesn't match up with the few friends in the world that you have. So don't worry about it. It doesn't match up with anybody that can match up with you. The initials are, I forget, WH or HW, HM. He's like, oh, you know what's great about that? And again, I'm speculating that this conversation could happen. Oh, well, the people will be guessing, right? This is great. High fives all over, hugging all up. You guys got a belt. Do you realize if me and Jimmy Burke didn't kick out the FBI, we wouldn't have that belt? We wouldn't have a belt. Yeah, put it out. What are the initials again? Let me just make sure that these don't match up with any of my sleazebag friends that could have done this or could have been involved. All right, WHHM. Okay, if you turn it. Okay. Yeah, put that out. Put that out. Yeah, you kidding? We got a. Guys, way to go. We've got a belt. A belt. Jeez. Who said we needed the FBI? Guys, we've got a belt. Of course, me speaking now, we don't know what to do with the belt. Can you imagine? It's the biggest unsolved mystery, unsolved serial killing. And they put it out to the public. These two initials on a, guys, think about it, a belt. You know how many belts are on the side of Gilgo Beach, Oak Beach? They didn't say anything about the belt. They didn't say, this was wrapped around a sex worker's neck, or it was in the esophagus. They didn't say anything like that. In fact, when you ask them, they don't even say where it was found. You know, my question is it a magical belt? Is it a belt that he who possesses this belt has the power of invisibility, like Frodo's ring? The belt, everyone. The belt. 10 years. Oh, more than 10 years. They got a belt. It's like, hey, should we get our hobbit friends to go on a journey and take this belt and drop it into a volcano? What are you talking about? A belt. Steve Ballone, you should be ashamed of yourself. And guys, the reason we're focusing on Steve Ballone is because he's floating his name for higher office, which means he can't duck questions. He can't duck the press. He can't duck his opponents. And he's given us a gift. Everyone here that wants to find out about Liss, the Long Island serial killer, the one guy that we could ask questions to is floating the idea that he's going to run for high. He's a lame duck county executive. Terrible county. Let's face it. You know, terrible county executive. The county is in much worse shape now than any time before. And people are just moving out, figuring out how do we move out of here. The taxes are through the roof. The big thing that he should be judged on is the investigation. And in 10 years after he and Jimmy Burke kicked out the FBI, a belt, guys, a belt is what we have. A belt. And me, like everybody else, well, I'm saying HW, HM. You know, it's like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what am I, an idiot? What the hell? If they knew something, if they don't know about this belt, you know who could figure out something to do with the belt? The FBI could have figured out what to do with the belt. How long have they had this belt? This unbelievable piece of evidence that they got. What a joke. That's Steve Ballone. That's Steve Ballone. A belt. Wow, is he a joke? Is he an embarrassment? An absolute embarrassment. Steve Ballone, come clean right now. You want to run for higher office? What do you know about Lisk? Are you blocking this? Did you get the FBI out with Jimmy Burke because you're afraid it's going to point to friends of yours or to you on something? You're obviously covering up something very heinous here. 10 to 16 people dead. Steve Ballone, tell us right now what you know about the Long Island serial killing. Don't even think about running for higher office without answering those questions. Frank McKay here. We'll be back after these messages, more with our Lisk series.